Welcome, everybody, to another exciting edition of KickServeRadio.com Tennis on Air with Andy Zoden. And as everybody is so incredibly excited as we're getting ready to get into Australian Open season, my next guest has his sights set on March. That's the BNP Paribas Open at Indian Wells Garden. He is the media relations director of that tournament, Matt Van Tynen. Matt, welcome, and happy 2016.
Yeah, same to you, Andy.
I appreciate it. And Matt, as we've talked over the past several years, the subject has always been the exponential growth of the event, the growth of the venue, the growth of the crowds, and the improvements that have been made to the facility via Larry Ellison. Let's start today by talking about your role with the event and being the media relations director and how much more has been put on your plate as a result of all this growth.
You know, a lot has changed over the years as the tournament's grown, so has the requirements of our role expanding beyond media relations to, you know, which has included public relations for a long time as well, but has grown to include a lot of the social media, the content, the engagement that we're producing during the tournament leading up to it. Just that global audience that we've curated, the interest that's there from the global fan base for tennis, the dissemination of that that content, the players, the behind the scenes, all that kind of stuff to give them a glimpse if they're there, in addition to the fact that, you know, we've developed an app that obviously has grown significantly as well, and curating that content for everybody there on site and ensuring that, you know, whether you're on site or whether you're not, you're able to get the essence of what the tournament is and stay up to date with all the action. So it's grown a lot. It's been fun. It's been rewarding. I think that with everything with the tournament and how it's changed, we've seen our role develop, and it's been a fun ride.
People that like to go to the BNP Paribas like the fact that they're going to see the best players in the world on both the men's and the women's side, but it's a destination tournament for a number of reasons, including some of the ancillary events that go on around the tournament, exhibitions and clinics with the Bryan brothers, that type of thing. Talk about some of the other things aside from just watching amazing tennis that goes on at Indian Wells.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's always been a big part, is getting close to the action. Any fan that comes, they want to be close to their favorite players, be that on the practice courts, which are extremely accessible, or watching the players warm up on the player field, you know, where they might be playing soccer or stretching or warming up. They might sign some autographs. That's been big. Toss in all the activations that are off court, be it, you know, if we've had the Bryan brothers play concerts in the past out on the Village stage, from autograph signings to a number of different things that occur, really the experience is meant to be rounded out. So it's not just amazing tennis, which people can literally gorge themselves on, and, you know, 9 different match courts, but it's a dining experience, having, you know, upscale restaurants in Stadium 2 like Nobu, where you can sit at the window and watch the action on Stadium 2, to getting out and doing some shopping at the Fila store, or going to try the latest racket at the Tennis Warehouse demo court. All those different things round out the experience. You get a wide variety. You can catch some shade. You can enjoy the sun. And that whole piece and that package really gives you the feel of being in a tennis paradise, a place where you have all the best of everything you want for a full day or a night of action out at the Indian Wells Tennis Garden.
You speak of it as a tennis paradise, and it's certainly a tennis paradise, Matt, with respect to people that are doubles junkies, shall we call them, and they lament the fact that you can watch a U.S. Open or another major doubles final and not necessarily see a packed house, but because of the uniqueness of the doubles draw at the BNP, there are times where you can't get a seat to try to watch some of these doubles matches. They're so high profile. Talk about it.
It's pretty interesting to see the crush, you know, between pass the Federer, Nadal, or Murray, be it the Murray brothers playing the Bryan brothers, or those kind of things out on outer court, like Game 4 or 5. In those places, you just get an absolute jam-packed house. Even Stadium 2, you're going to see just a swell in an 8,000-seat stadium, be it for, you know, a Dimitrov match, be it for another player, Jack Sock ends up out there, something like that. You're going to have this overwhelming feeling of being in an environment that feels like a major. And I think that it's special. At the same time, while the event has grown, the goal has not been to make it an experience where we're just trying to put as many people on the grounds as possible. You know, we want that experience, that California feel, where you can get around the grounds. The footprint is large, so it allows for space. You don't feel like it's so congested you can't move. It also doesn't feel like you can't get to see those matches. Yeah, you need to plan for it. If it's going to be a major match, or it's over a middle weekend where there's going to be a lot of people there, you're going to want to be strategic. But at the same time, Stadium 1 is 16,100 seats, and that's where the best players are going to be. So you may catch doubles, and for those people who are junkies who play it or love it, which I completely understand, that's there. But then in Stadium 1, you're going to be able to get to that action. The best players in the world are going to be there, and you're going to be able to have a varied experience again, just as we talked about off the court, varied experience to be doubles in Stadium 3, coming into Stadium 1 to watch a Djokovic play, going out to Stadium 2 to catch maybe a Jack Sock or somebody like that. It provides that nice variance, which tennis is different that way, right? There's very few sporting events you go to where there's a multi-venue almost experience. Usually it's one seat, one location, it's over in a couple, 3 hours, and that's it. Here it's going to be a varied experience. You can get to an outer court, you can get to a practice court, you can come into Stadium 1, and I think that's what makes it for a dynamic ticket for a person to buy.
Matt, our KickServe Radio tennis travel correspondent, Sarah Zoden, would be extremely disappointed in the two of us if we didn't address the shopping experience that's provided at the BNP Paribas Open with all of the different retailers. You've just signed an extension with Fila, who is just well represented on the grounds there, but people that want to get their outfits ready for the tennis season look no further than the grounds at the BNP at Indian Wells.
Yeah, for sure. Fila's got some really exciting things in store for their store. On-site, they've been such a great partner over the years. They're expanding their role with a year-round focus, the Indian Wells Tennis Garden, doing some community-based things, engaging different high school and college teams, different programs they have going there to make sure that kind of carries through. Toss in our retail where you can get a variety of things, add in Tennis Warehouse, where you can try the latest gear. We know that a lot of the people that come are tennis players themselves, and therefore their understanding of the game is deep, and it provides that place to combine the look and feel of how you look on the court with seeing your latest, the latest and greatest player and what they're wearing and what they're doing, what they're using. It's unique in that way. We don't necessarily maybe say, we go to a baseball game and say, I play baseball. Tennis is that sport where you're a player, and at the same time, you're also a spectator. And so to combine that shopping experience, which Fila has done exceptionally well, and some of the other places that we've seen great growth in that area too.
Matt, last year we saw the return of Serena Williams. Unfortunately, she sustained an injury and wasn't able to finish what she started, but it sure was a high-profile return to Palm Springs. Is it safe to say that on the men's and the women's side, that if that player is healthy, they will be at Indian Wells this year on both tours?
Barring any kind of unforeseen circumstances, that's the case, right? We've seen the fact that even a guy like Federer, who's probably looking at his schedule even more intensely, in Olympic year, he's committed to Indian Wells. He wants to be there. That experience and what we've done for the players, especially too, to try to make their experience as comfortable, as convenient, as enjoyable as possible, that hasn't been lost from what's been done to their facilities, to the access to practice courts, to the ease in that area and that region. All of those things are designed to make sure that those players want to be there, because we know that ultimately the fans, they want to see the best in the world. It's what draws, and what we've seen our increase in attendance is because they reliably know that from Djokovic and Federer and Nadal, who have won something like, I think, 10 of the last 11 titles or more, to on the women's side, Sharapova, now with Serena coming back last year, toss in the likes of the Madison Keys, the Karen Wozniackis, you're going to see the same players you would see at a slam. And that's, I think, what makes it a great appeal and why it's such a draw from a global destination perspective beyond just Southern California, the West Coast. Mind you, we say tennis paradise. The reason is because the area is literally as idyllic of a place you can be in the month of March as anywhere in the world. Toss in the snow-capped mountains, things you can do off the court, from dining in the area to maybe playing some golf, being at a resort. It all adds up to being that destination where you want to be.
It's March 7th through the 20th. It's the BNP Paribas Open. Our guest has been the media relations director of the BNP Paribas Open. He is Matt Vantinen. Matt, before I let you go, communication, websites, where do people go that want to get in on the action, get tickets, and get out there?
Yeah, go to bnpparibasopen.com for all of the latest, be it for tickets, be it for visit us guys to show you what's there and get the download on all the tournament, find out what's coming up, special events. Looking ahead, we'll be announcing our player field in just a couple weeks during the second week of the Australian Open when that comes through. A lot of amazing things still in store that we're going to have to announce in the coming weeks and months. They're going to make it even bigger and better than ever before, because as you've seen over the years, the folks at the tournament certainly are not resting on their laurels. They're designed and things are designed to keep moving forward and make sure that we're making the experience better than ever before. So if you've been here 20 times, you can be sure that it'll be as good, if not better. And if you're coming for the first time, I guarantee that it'll be worth your dollars, that's for sure.
Arguably one of the great tennis venues in the world, if not the greatest. It's as good a field as you will ever be able to find. Matt, thanks so much. Good luck with the event and keep up the great work. We appreciate you joining us on kickserveradio.com.
Thanks, Andy. All the best. We'll talk to you soon.